Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat, December 24, 2016, 24 Kislev, 5777, Parashat Vayeshev, Genesis 37:1 through 40:23, Haftarah, Amos 2:6 through 3:8, Devar Torah, Growing Up as the Favorite Son, by Dr. Ellen M. Umansky. Parashat Vayeshev introduces the Joseph saga. When it begins, Jacob's 11th son, Joseph, is a 17-year-old shepherd working in the fields alongside his older brothers. The text's description of him as a youth, Na'ar, is apt both biologically and emotionally. As Aviva Gottlieb Zornberg writes, Joseph behaves with the narcissism of youth, with a dangerous unawareness of the inner worlds of others. See Genesis, the beginning of desire. He consciously tells Jacob malicious tales about the brothers and, by wearing the beautiful multicolored coat that Jacob has given him, flaunts the fact that he is the favorite son. It is thus not surprising that when Joseph's brothers see that their father loves him more than they come to hate Joseph. The medieval rabbis Rashi and Nachmanides excuse Joseph's behavior because of his youth, citing variations on Midrashim, such as Bereshit Rabbah 84:7, which describes Joseph as penciling his eyes, curling his hair, and lifting his heel, to emphasize that which W. Gunther Plaut describes as Joseph's youthful extravagance. See the Torah, a Modern Commentary. The nasty stories that Joseph tells Jacob about his brothers may well be true, and his tale-telling, like his flaunting his appearance, expressions of childishness, or such outrageous tales may only selectively be true and thus ill-intended. In one rabbinic midrash, for example, after Joseph tells Jacob that his brothers are eating limbs torn from living animals, which may be true, God rebukes him for not telling Jacob the full story, which is that while the brothers act wrongly when eating a limb torn from a living animal, Joseph knows that even in the act of wrongdoing, they will slaughter the animal ritually in accordance with God's commands. See Bereshit Rabbah 84:7. Joseph's early use of his gift to interpret dreams is similarly immature. The ways in which he describes their content reveal an egocentrism and indifference to the feelings of others that make the young Joseph a difficult figure to admire. When, for example, he tells his brothers about a dream of his in which they were all in a field tying up sheaves of wheat, when his rose and stood up straight while the other sheaves paraded around and subsequently bowed down to his, it is no wonder that his brothers hated him all the more for his dreams and for his words. Even more so when he tells the brothers that he dreamt of the sun, moon, and 11 stars bowing down to him. His brothers come to detest him, for even before he provides an interpretation, Jacob, who is also a dream interpreter, rebukes Joseph for insinuating that one day he, Rachel, Joseph's mother, and the brothers would have to bow down to the ground before him. It is thus understandable that after Reuben convinces his brothers not to kill Joseph, as they initially planned to do, they agree to seize him, remove the coat that he had flaunted before them, throw Joseph into an empty pit without water, and sell him to the Ishmaelites as a slave. The Ishmaelites then take Joseph down to Egypt, where they sell him to Potiphar, one of the officers of the Pharaoh. Yet, after Joseph is put in prison for sexually assaulting Potiphar's wife, an accusation that appears to be untrue, Joseph undergoes a significant change. For the first time, the biblical text describes God as being with Joseph. It is God's kindness that leads the prison warden to look favorably upon all that Joseph does, consequently appointing him as chief overseer. Presumably, it is God's constant presence that gives Joseph a maturity and sense of humility that previously he did not possess. Thus, when the Pharaoh's imprisoned cupbearer and baker come to Joseph to interpret their dreams, Joseph first says, "Surely the interpretations are in God's domain, but go ahead and tell them to me." And when they tell him their dreams, he interprets them truthfully and, it turns out, accurately, with the self-aggrandizement of the past gone. To the cupbearer, whose dream Joseph says foretells his being restored in 3 days to his former position, Joseph simply requests that when all goes well for him, he remember Joseph and ask Pharaoh to release him. As author Leon Cass observes, Jacob's anointing the 17-year-old Joseph as his favorite was unsound. For even if Joseph possessed the political virtues needed to rule, Cass writes, it would have been virtually impossible successfully to impose a leader upon the other brothers. Before they can accept him, a leader of equals must first prove himself to them and gain their voluntary assent to his ascendancy. See, the beginning of wisdom, reading Genesis. Self-centered, immature, and at times mean-spirited, Joseph does not yet display sufficient leadership qualities. It is only later, after experiencing the negative consequences of his words and actions towards his brothers, opening himself up to God's presence when in prison, and using his gift as an interpreter of dreams not to uninvitingly boast about his superiority, but to thoughtfully and honestly help others learn about their future, that Joseph begins to show himself worthy of being a leader. In the text's initial portrait of him, observes Cass, Joseph stands out not for his wisdom regarding human beings, but for his dreams. By the end of this week's parasha, Joseph appears wiser, though naive. The cupbearer forgets to speak to the Pharaoh about Joseph. Thus, learning from his mistaken trust in the butler's gratitude, next time, notes Cass, Joseph will take matters into his own hands. It is only then that Joseph will actually become a leader. Dr. Ellen M. Umansky is the Carl and Dorothy Bennett Professor of Judaic Studies at Fairfield University in Fairfield, Connecticut, Professor of Religious Studies and Director of the University's Bennett Center for Judaic Studies. She is a longtime member of Reform Congregation Kol Ami in White Plains, New York.